الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as Muslims, as reciters of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we cannot help but be very perturbed, concerned and worried by the very difficult and the very trying phase or period through which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam globally is passing through. Almost every day we are bombarded by news of atrocity, of persecution, of hardship, of loss of life and property that is being experienced by this ummah in some corner of the globe. In fact, such is the level of degradation, such is the level of suffering of this ummah, that one feels that if even perhaps the stones or the mountains had eyes, they also would cry to see the pitiable condition through which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is passing through. What we have to understand, my respected brothers, that in the heavens, in the earth, only that happens which Allah wants to happen. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom of this universe belongs to Allah. It comes into existence on the permission of Allah. It remains in existence on the qudrat and the power of Allah. Allah is Samad. Allah is Samad. Allah is the only being that is independent of this entire makhluk and creation. Everything else is dependent on Allah. Allah is Samad, la yasta'inu bi shay. Allah does not take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. Allah is not in need of anything. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. La yakfa alayhi shay. Nothing is concealed from Allah. Qabla kulli shay. Allah is before everything. Ba'da kulli shay. Allah is after everything. Fawqa kulli shay. Allah is above everything. Khaliq kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. Latifun bi kulli shay. Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. Khabirun bi kulli shay. Allah is aware of everything. Laysa ka mithlihi shay. And there is nothing that is like Allah. Life, property, advancement, decline, wealth, poverty, this is not in the control of any government. It's not in the control of any technology or army. What is Quran telling us? Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Lillahi al-amr min qabl wa min ba'd. Al-khalq wal-amr wal-layl wal-nahar wa ma sakana feehima lillahi wahda. Iyamsaska Allahu bidur fala kashifa lahu illa hu wa iyuridka bikhayr fala radda li fadli ma yaftahi Allahu lin-nasi min rahma fala mumsika laha wa ma yumsik fala mursila lahu min ba'di. Innal quwwata lillahi jami'a. All these verses of the Quran, one principal message that harm or benefit cannot happen to any nation or people without the permission of Allah. Whatever happens in the heavens, whatever happens in the earth, happens with the permission, the qudrat, the will and the irada of one Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of this earth. Whatever is happening on the amr, on the order of Allah, according to the sunnah and system of Allah. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate, Allah does not digress from His sunnah. Hadith Qudsi, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates the direct words of Allah. Inni idha uti'tu raditu wa idha raditu baraktu wa laysa li barakati nihaya. That Allah says, when I am obeyed, I become happy. When I become happy, I send down my barakat and my blessings. Wa laysa li barakati nihaya. And there are no limit to my blessings. Wa inni idha usitu ghadibtu. And when I am disobeyed, then I become angry. Wa idha ghadibtu la'antu. And when I become angry, then I send down my la'nat and my curses. Wa inna la'nata minni tablughu as-sabi'a min al-wul. And my la'nat and my curses will span 7 generations. For more than 200 years, this ummah is sinking lower and lower and lower in a web of humiliation and deceit, the like of which has never been seen in the annals of the history of this ummah. What is the cause of even greater concern is that if one has to look at Quran and Hadith and look at the annals of the history of this ummah, the great and the glowing manner and terms in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised this ummah, in which the promises of Allah ta'ala for this ummah are found in the Quran. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ ليستخلفنهم في الأرض ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. The nusrat of Allah for this ummat, izzat, respect, dignity and honor from Allah for this ummat, superiority over its enemies for this ummat, hayatan tayyiba, pure life for this ummah, the barakat and blessings of the heavens and the earth for this ummah, that is Quran. When you look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the glowing manner and terms in which this ummah was praised, where Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, wa inna hadihi ummatun marhuma, this ummah of mine is that ummah upon which the special and the selected mercies of Allah are descending. Such rahmat, such blessing for this ummah. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahimahullah mentions the riwayat that Abu al-Bashar, the father of humanity, Adam alayhi salam, he mentions, Inna Allah ta'ala a'ta ummata Muhammad arba karamat ma a'taniha. That Allah ta'ala bless the ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with four distinctions that I, Adam alayhi salam, also was not given. Inna qubula tawbati kana bi Makkah wa ummata Muhammad ya'suna fi kulli makan fayataqabbalu Allahu tawbatahum. He said, I made a mistake. 40 years he cried before Allah. Finally, Allah Ta'ala accepted his tawbah in Makkah. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will sin in the four corners of the globe and Allah will still accept their tawbah. Inni kuntu fil jannah falamma asayt ja'alani Allahu uriyanan wa ummatu Muhammad ya'suna uratan fayulbisuhum Allah. He said, I was in jannah, I made a mistake. Allah stripped me of the clothes of Jannah. He was made naked. They had to cover themselves using the leaves of the trees of Jannah. The Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will sin in a naked state and Allah will still give them clothes to wear. Inni kuntu fil Jannah falamma asayt furriqa bayni wa bayna imraati. He says, I was in Jannah, I made a mistake. Allah separated me from my wife. 40 years of separation. Wa ummatu Muhammad ya'sun wa la yufarraquna baynahum wa bayna azwajihim. The ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make sin upon sin upon sin, yet they will not be separated from their wives. Inni kuntu fil jannah falamma asayt akhrajani Allahu minha. I was in Jannah, I made a mistake, Allah took me out of Jannah. Wa ummatu Muhammad ya'suna kharij al jannah fayadkhulunaha bitawbah. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin outside Jannah and through their tawbah Allah will put them into Jannah. The ummah of Musa alayhi wa sallam, the Bani Israel, when they were in the desert for 40 years, there was no trade, no industry, no factories, no shops, no source of livelihood. So for that ummah, Allah Ta'ala sent down man and salwa from Jannah to this earth to protect them from the heat of the sun. As the sun would move, there would be the shade of clouds to shade them. The child in that ummah was born with clothes. As the child grew, the clothes grew with the child. So Musa alayhi salam, having witnessed the resplendent manner in which Allah Ta'ala had blessed his ummah, he poses the question to Allah, هَلْ مِنَ الْأُمَمْ أَفْضَلُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَلَّلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ وَأَنْزَلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. That, O Allah, is there any other ummah that is more dignified, more honored, more blessed in your eyes than this ummah of mine? You have given them cloud shower, you have given them the shade of clouds. You have sent down man and salwa from Jannah for them. Is there any other ummah that is more blessed? Look at the manner in which Allah Ta'ala responds to this question. In order to understand the veracity of this response, understand it like this. If someone has to tell you, by, can you compare Khaliq with Makhluq? Can you compare the Creator with the Created? Even a foolish person will tell you, it is impossible, impossible to compare Khaliq with Makhluq. Even only a fool will even try to make such a comparison. In exactly the same manner, Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, that, O Musa, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ فَضْلَ أُمَّةِ أَحْمَدٍ على سائر الأمم كفضلي على خلقي. That just as it is impossible to compare me with my creation, in exactly the same way, it is impossible to compare any other ummah with the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even this month of Ramadan, this fast, Allah Ta'ala says, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. That fasting has been made farz upon you, as it was made farz upon the nations, upon the ummahs before you. Fast, sawm was given to the previous ummahs, was given to this ummah also. But this is that ummah upon which the special mercies of Allah are descending. The previous ummah, the Bani Israel, their fast was 24 hours. They would have iftar and then the next fast would start. There was no sahri. In the beginning, when this hukam of fast came down, that then also for this ummah it was 24 hours. There was one sahabi, Qais bin Surma Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a shepherd. The whole day in the sun, in the evening he comes home, tells his wife to prepare the iftar. As she is preparing the iftar, he sleeps away. So the next fast has started. So no iftar also. The next day in the sun, after a while, he started getting blackout. He nearly fell unconscious. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah halaktu. O Nabi of Allah, I am halak, barbad. I can't take this, too difficult. Barely he finished complaining and Jibreel has come. Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad min al-fajr. ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ السِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. That through your barakat and through your tufail, O my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for your ummah there is sahri also and there is iftar also. Previous ummahs did not have sahri. Normally if we think without sahri the fast is harder, the reward should be more. But Allah's mercy on this ummah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, رحم الله المتسحرين رحم الله المتسحرين. Allah's khususi rahmat descends upon those who make sahri. Allah's nazr rahmat, gaze of mercy, is upon those who make sahri. And iftar, those malaika that are making tawaf of the arsh of Allah. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم. Allah says, you will see my angels making tawaf of my arsh. What are they doing? 11 months of the year they are making tasbih. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Praising Allah, glorifying Allah. Allah commands those angels that in the month of Ramadan, stop my tasbih and say Ameen to the dua at the time of iftar of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet what is the tragedy? Time of iftar, somebody is looking for samosa, somebody is looking for bhajia, somebody is looking for milkshake, somebody is looking for khajur and dates. The angels of Allah are saying Ameen. Allah's doors of acceptance are open and this ummah is looking somewhere else. Previous ummah, Bani Israel, when they used to fast, they were not allowed to talk also. Maryam alayhi salam, famous incident. When she gives birth to Isa alayhi salam, she says to Jibreel, when I go to my people, what am I going to say when they ask me where this child came from? So what did he say? Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. Tell them you are fasting. So falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. So you cannot speak. Bani Israel, if they spoke the truth, their fast used to break. This ummah, if they speak lies also, if they make ghibat also, still their fast does not break. How beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Allah has made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu. And I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has made sunnat upon you the Taraweeh Salah of the month of Ramadan. Taraweeh Salah is the khususiyat of this ummah. No other ummah was given Taraweeh. And what is Allah Ta'ala giving us? On each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah gives 1500 hasanat. That is 60,000 hasanat every night. If the announcement had to be made that in this masjid tomorrow night, those who come for Taraweeh Salah, after Taraweeh Salah under the Musalla, there will be $1,500. And even the grandfather and grandmother at home who is crippled, we'll make them walk also. And we'll bring them to the masjid, the whole masjid, the courtyard, the street will be full. Why? Because $1,500. We know the value of maal, we don't know the value of amal. For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you one palace in Jannat, made out of red ruby. It will have 60,000 doors made out of gold. For every sajda of the month of Ramadan, whether in Taraweeh or out of Taraweeh, Allah will give you one tree in Jannat. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and he will not cross the shadow of that tree. Like that, Quran and Hadith are replete with the distinction and honor of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one has to look away from Quran, look away from Hadith, look at the history of this Ummah, by the time the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala who came 2 to 12 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam had spread to 2,200,000 square miles. 4,000 jami' masjids had been established. 70 or 80 years later, more than two-thirds of the known world had been covered with the light of Islam. And then, my respected brothers, if one has to turn away from Quran, turn away from Hadith, turn away from the pages of history and look at the pitiable, miserable, humiliating picture that this ummah today presents. An ummah that is being kicked from pillar to post. An ummah where to practice upon sunnah has become a form of ridicule. One wonders, is this the same ummah that Quran is speaking about? Is this the same ummah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised? Is this the same ummah that Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam made dua to be included in this ummah? Is this the same ummah that achieved what was achieved in the past? Let us understand, my respected brothers, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Quran is haq, Hadith is haq, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are haq. Distinction, honor, status, nobility will belong to this ummah. But Allah's wada, Allah's promises are mashroot. There are conditions attached to these promises. There are conditions attached to these virtues. This ummah was given a responsibility. This ummah was given a task. This ummah was given a mission. Previous ummahs, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, wa in min ummatin illa khala fiha nadhir wa li kulli qawmin had wa ila adin akhahum huda faqala ya qawm wa ila thamud akhahum saliha faqala ya qawm inna arsalna nuhan ila qawmihi. Previous Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam was sent to one nation, one people, one tribe. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with khatm nubuwat. He was an alami nabi. Previous ummat, wa in min ummatin illa khala fiha nadhir wa li kulli qawmin had. When it came to the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
The entire mode of expression of Quran changes. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا أَلِفْ لَامْ رَا كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ عَالَمِ نَبِي. His nubuwat transcended the boundaries of race, of creed, of color, of nationality. His nubuwat transcended the boundaries of time also. Alami Nabi, he came with khatme nubuwat after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No new Nabi. So what was that nizam? What was that system that Allah Ta'ala put into place for the hidayat of humanity? My respected brothers, every ummati of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether male, whether female, whether rich, whether poor, whether black, whether white, from whichever corner of the globe we may have come with, every reciter of kalima, every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made zimedar, was made responsible through the khatme nubuwat of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nubuwat ended upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but by the qasam of my Allah, the work of nubuwat did not end upon him. An ummat was prepared, that was given the responsibility of nubuwat, that was given the task of nubuwat several thousand years before this ummat could come into existence. Musa alayhi salam says, that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is their shi'ar? What is their symbol? How will you recognize the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You will find them on every low ground, on every high ground, in every gully, in every alley, in every street. What will they be doing? What is their task? What is their wazifa? Yunadun بِشَهَادَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They will be calling and inviting to the greatness of Allah. They will be giving da'wah to the greatness of Allah. And what does Musa alayhi salam say? وَنُورُهُمْ مِثْلُ نُورِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. And on the day of judgment, Allah will give this ummah noor like the noor of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Listen to what Quran is telling us. The Nabi of this ummah, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا, sent to the entire humanity. The Qur'an of this ummah, شَهْرُ رَمَضَان الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. The Qur'an of this ummah, hidayat لِلنَّاسِ. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ. This Qur'an is a message to humanity. Kaabatullah of this ummah, إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي بمكة للذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين. إن أول بيت وضع للناس. The Nabi of this ummah للناس, Quran of this ummah للناس, Kaabatullah of this ummah للناس, and this ummah Allah says, كنتم خير أمة, you are the best of every ummah. أخرجت, you were taken out, للناس, for the entire humanity. This ummah is an alami ummah. This ummah, Allah is saying, Allah is praising, shabash, mubarak, glad tidings to you, kuntum khayra ummah, you are the best of every ummah. Why, my Allah? Why? Because of my salah? No, my respected brothers. Previous ummahs, Bani Israel, there were those who worshipped, made salah for 300 years. What is 60 or 70 years salah? What is 300 years salah? What is 60 or 70 years fasting? What is 300 years fasting? Is it because of my welfare work? Is it because of my charity work? Definitely all this is good. Allah will reward you, but this is not the basis of the khairiyat of this ummah, of the distinction of this ummah. Quran has not left it to you and I to decide. kuntum khayra umma ukhrijat linnas. You were taken out for humanity. What is the basis of your khayriyat? Ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. This responsibility of da'wah and tabligh, this cry, this fikr, this concern, this pain of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ya Allah, my ummat is dying without iman. My ummat is going towards Jahannam, night in, night out in Madina Munawwara. What were the nights of Madina Munawwara? He would stand on the musalla, his entire body would be shaking. Tears would be pouring down his cheeks, onto his beard, onto the ground. The heart, the sound would be coming out. Ghazirun ka ghazir il mirjal. The sound of a boiling kettle, sahaba used to say, used to come from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. O Allah my ummat. O Allah my ummat. O Allah my ummat. That was the night. In the day, stones were tied to his Mubarak stomach. Two months would pass, and the stove would not be lit in the house of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to cook food. The month of Ramadan, 13-14 hour roza, 13-14 hour fast, little bit hunger we feel. Then we say, my head is paining. This is happening, that is happening. Two months, the greatest personality ever to be created. The pride of Allah's creation. Tomorrow you will see. The key to Jannat will be in his hands. The key to Kawthar will be in his hands. Shafaat-e-Kubra will be in his hands. The flag of Allah's praise will be in his hands. Yet on this earth, what is his condition? He is walking with Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, what was my Nabi doing? He was picking up dates from the ground. Dates lying on the ground would be partially eaten by insects. He was picking it up and he was cleaning it. He was eating it. He offered it to Ibn Umar. Ibn Umar said, I couldn't even look at those dates. So I said, I don't desire it. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Bal ana ashtahihi. Bal ana ashtahihi. Hadihi subhu rabi'a. Ma dhuktu shay'a. O Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. Why? Because 4 days have passed. 4 days have passed and not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. This level of qurbani, this level of sacrifice, for what? With this concern, with this cry, with this worry, that ya Allah, this ummat must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. One person must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. This was the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the night of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the fikr. This was the dard. This was the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this same responsibility, the same responsibility, he handed it over to his ummah. On the basis of this, Allah gave distinction. Allah gave honor. Allah gave superiority to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my respected brothers, Ramadan, Allah has given us Ramadan. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. This is that month. Sahaba did not sit at home. Sahaba increased their qurbani. Sahaba increased their sacrifice in this month. Badr was in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. This is that month in which they took decisions from Hidayat. They strove in the path of Allah. They increased their qurbani. They increased their sacrifice. So we are making a humble appeal. Time is very, very limited. My respected brothers, we are making humble appeal. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. This Ramadan, make this the Ramadan of Badr. Make this the Ramadan of Fateh Makkah. Make this the Ramadan when we make decision with Allah that ya Allah, my whole life, all my wealth for your deen, for the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And first step for that, my respected brothers, is to make niyat to give whatever remains in this month in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم أخرجنا من الظلمات والنور. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات والنور. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا اكرم الاكرمين. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. الحمد لله.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.